You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of January 24th, 2020, as we launch our 25th year on the air. From the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I am Dave Graveline, just like the announcer dude said.
I'm Chris Graveline.
In the control room, Erasmo, working with the show and putting the post together. Boy, is he busy these days with all the stuff we have for you. From CES, videos of all the radio interviews, a lot of CES and pictures, candid photos and everything. Horatio doing his thing there, and you don't want to miss all the cool posts from Vegas, so do check that out at intotomorrow.com. Don't miss any of our 3 hours brought to you in part by
IFA 2020 in Berlin, consumer electronic product introductions and provocative discussions about what the future holds. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By Pantreon, the next generation solution for managing food and household supplies. Check out pantreon.com. And by Guru Wireless, changing the way the world is powered. Check out guru.inc.
And, of course, a whole bunch of cool interviews coming up in just a couple of minutes and all of this hour and all 3 hours today. You can subscribe to our free podcasts and not miss a minute of any of our broadcasts. But again, don't forget the videos of all the radio interviews as well, so you can see what we're talking about on the radio at intotomorrow.com. By the way, are you on Twitter or Instagram? Follow me. I'll follow you back at Dave Graveline. We also, of course, are posting a lot of teases there about the cool new products we're running across and everything else. But a couple of tech news items while we have the chance before we go back into more interviews from Vegas. Apple preparing to put a new budget iPhone into production next month to expand its customer base before it begins marketing their 5G handsets, they say. Bloomberg adds that the company could begin selling the phone by March. The model would represent Apple's first effort at a lower-priced iPhone, hard to say that with a straight face, since the $399 iPhone SE debuted in 2016. But on the heels of that announcement, Nokia released an even cheaper phone, the $129 HMD Nokia 2.3 smartphone is now available here in the U.S. It's a 6.2-inch Android device that includes dual rear cameras as well as a front camera, along with a micro SD slot, a headphone jack, and support for FM radio at $129.
Interesting.
Do stay tuned into tomorrow, and we'll tell you about that and many other things, because we've got a lot to share with you. Now, here's the deal. If you hear anything that you want more information about, or just curious, or have a comment, yay or nay, pro or con, what have you, we want to hear from you. And, of course, the best way is using the audio option on the free, updated, new Into Tomorrow app. Or, quick, right before we head back to Vegas, what's the phone number?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Thank you.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
In Las Vegas, we're at the show and tell of the future as we launch our 25th year on the air covering consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow and our Consumer Electronics Show special this year brought to you in part by
IFA's CE China 2020, connecting the CE industry to the manufacturing and exporting hub of the world. Visit cechina-ifa.com. By the Tempo Series 3 wearable for seniors by CarePredict, tracks changes in daily activity and behavior. Visit carepredict.com. And by Stern Pinball, the oldest and largest manufacturer of arcade-quality pinball machines on the market. Visit sternpinball.com.
You know, among other things, keys are so last decade. We're going to tell you what that means in our next interview. Always a delight to make our annual pilgrimage, if you will, with our next guest. We've been talking with him every year at CES. And this, our 25th year broadcasting from this Consumer Electronics Show, is no exception. The CEO of Directed, Bob Struble, joins us once again. Bob, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Dave, and congratulations on your 25 years. That's an amazing accomplishment, and I should say Happy New Year and Happy New Decade.
Absolutely. Thank you. Seems like only 50 years on the air. But no, this is what's so much fun about covering this industry. There's always so many cool new things to show and tell and talk about, and we're certainly doing that with you guys.
We got a lot of stuff, and, you know, the hits just keep coming. We are big believers in the connected car. We're big believers in the dominance of the smartphone. So you're going to see a lot of things that incorporate our core and leading remote start and security technology with those connectivity functions and just giving users tons of new options and ways to control their vehicles, to track their vehicles, to diagnose their vehicles, and protect them.
And we've got such a very cool exhibit here, as usual, with Directed for their dealers, for folks that are just involved in this 12-volt industry doing amazing things. Let's take a look at some of the things that you've got to show us.
Let's do it.
The connected car reimagined. Not only do I love that line, but it is so appropriate these days.
It is, and really the direction of our strategy has been to pair what we do well with the connected universe, and we were the pioneers in connected car with our Smart Start product. Dave, I know you've been a user for years.
Yeah, my last, I think, 11 vehicles have all had only your 11. Goodies. Only 11. Well, I don't change them that often.
What Smart Start is essentially is it allows you to track, control, diagnose your vehicle from anywhere in the world. You've got a smartphone app that connects to your vehicle. You can start it, you can stop it, you can lock it, you can unlock it, and it really gives incredible flexibility. We've got great new product which has been launched in the last several years around it. Smart Start Pro is quite simply the fastest solution. You hit, Dave, I don't know if you got a Pro yet.
We do not have a Pro yet, so we got to work on that. So
what you're going to see with Pro is you will push the start button, and you will get basically within less than a second a confirmation of the start. It is blazing fast because we've designed our network to operate with the connected vehicle and with our product. So as fast as a remote. And basically getting all that great functionality, again, over the phone from anywhere in the world.
So is this something that's upgradable, easily upgradable, easily if you've upgradable. Already got us?
You know those great 12-volt dealers, and they will certainly we'll get you one, and they'll certainly install it for you. So, yeah, you'll have the same app, and you'll have the same functionality. It just will be brand new, running on the 4G network, and super fast, as we said.
And it's great that you mentioned those kinds of things, because all of us have less time
to do anything, it seems, right? So anytime you've got some immediate feedback of anything that you want to acknowledge from a tech standpoint, you're winning.
And really, Dave, that's a big challenge, is we have to address those mega trends out there, and certainly one of them is just speed, simplicity. Everyone's got divided attention. Everyone is multitasking. We just need to be as fast as we can. That applies, incidentally, to the install process. So this has just launched very recently. It's called Viper Connect. This is a smart start module, but the install, Dave, is just plugging it into an OBD port.
Couldn't be easier. And every car since, what, 1996, I believe?
As far back as you want to go.
Yeah, has an OBD port, so you can do it.
As we've talked over the years, we've talked about our DS4 system, our DS4 remote start and security system, industry-leading. It is the only system with Bluetooth connectivity. And that allows us to do a lot of cool things, and that's really the basis of Connect. You plug this in the OBD port, you pair it via Bluetooth, and you've got Smart Start in 3 minutes. So, and oh, by the way, if you don't have a DS4, this can be a vehicle tracker, and you get all the same Smart Start stuff just without the vehicle control. So,
yeah, Chris has that in his car, and right before the interview, he says, you know, I haven't checked this morning yet to make sure my car is still at the airport where we left it. So peace of mind, and it was that simple. He just launched the app. Yep, it's right where I left it.
Track, control, diagnose car anywhere in the world. And this year as well, we're adding additional features. So I want to show you something pretty cool over here we call Small Fleet and Family. It's for that family with four or five cars, and they want to know where they are. It's for that that guy that's got six or seven landscaping trucks, or a guy with a dozen electrical vehicles, what have you. This is a true fleet system using the same hardware and the same services, this fleet connectivity. So what we see here is a small fleet. We've got four or five vehicles. We're able to track these vehicles, know where they are. We can monitor driver behavior. We can see if there's collisions. It's a straight-up fleet management tool with a web portal that allows anyone to manage a small fleet of cars.
And the fact that you're doing it for a small fleet of cars, obviously small fleet and family works out, because everybody might have some concerns with, oh, I don't know, teenage drivers.
Yeah.
Where are they? And everything's okay, and speed issues and things?
Exactly. And you can monitor the driver behavior. You can set geofencing, so you get alarms if a vehicle goes out a certain area where you don't want folks to be. It's perfect for fleets, and it's perfect for families. And Dave, very, very low prices, $20 a month for this type of service. If you talk about any kind of normal fleet management service, it's hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. So this is an affordable product for families and for small fleets.
Well, even to direct it to take care of the small business as well as the family, and you're doing that with Small Fleet and Family.
We're excited about it. People have been using Smart Start for years to manage fleet vehicles, and now we're giving them proper tools and proper portals and ways to do it very professionally.
And just when I think that Directed has already come out with everything we need, no, they're simply genius, because they come out with even more cool things to help protect our stuff. For example,
Dave, you know, because you've covered us for years, the heritage of the company is car security. We're Viper, no one dare come close because we protect the vehicle. And you'd think car alarms would be a place where you wouldn't see a whole lot of innovation. Wrong. Just you wait. What we talked again about our DS4 technology and Bluetooth. What that enables us to do is come up with really neat form factors that allow protection of the vehicle and sensing an alarm. So we've got inside this, we'll see it in a little bit, a wireless Bluetooth sensor. It's got shock, it's got tilt, it's got hood pin. So if I'm a bad guy and I'm out there trying to mess with your vehicle, maybe smash it, I've got an alarm. Why is that? That's because we've got a sensor inside. Let's take a look. That little form factor right there, Dave, this is a completely wireless sensor. As we saw, it does shock if I hit the vehicle. It'll do tilt if I try to put the vehicle up on a tow truck and take it away. In this particular case, it's doing hood pin. So these two devices pair. And when that connection is broken, I'm going to get an alarm. And you can imagine the use cases there. It's not only the trunk of your vehicle, but if I'm got a trade vehicle and I've got toolboxes and very important stuff in the back, you can put these alarms anywhere. They just attach to the vehicle. You pair them via Bluetooth to the DS4 system, and voila, wireless shock, tilt, hood pin sensors.
And the convenience of Bluetooth wireless makes it not only so much easier for the installer, but probably something that we could do ourselves as a user.
Dave, we don't want you to do that.
Okay, because why not?
We love our installers. They add value every single time. They come up with really cool things to do. And not to say you're not a skilled guy, but let's leave it to the pros. This one could not be easier, though. One of the biggest challenges for any installer is pulling wires through a firewall. It's difficult. It's time-consuming. It can be very risky. That all goes away here. This mounts, as you see. You pair it with Bluetooth, no wires, and shock tilt sensor.
And can you have multiple sensors around a vehicle?
Any time, as many as you want. If I've got five different toolboxes in my truck, I can put one on every single one. They all pair to the DS4. If you want to get it even further, if I have smart start, I'm going to get those alarms on my vehicle, on my phone, wherever I might be.
So you may think you already have a dash cam, or maybe you're interested in one. Well, Directed has got the dash cam. Tell me about this one, Bob.
Yeah, we've been studying dash cameras for a while, and Dave, we wanted to enter the space but do it in a way that made sense, pairing it with Directed's unique capability. So this is the Viper Smart View. It is a dash camera, forward and backward looking, but it also is in the same box Smart Start. So if, again, we get alarms and we see bad things happening into the vehicle, I'm going to be able to monitor that in real time on my phone. I can pair this baby to DS4. And on the dash cam, again, I'm going to have a remote starter and a full security system. So bringing Directed's features and functionalities to something that people want. It's chock-loaded with features. We've got you can check anything you want in the vehicle, the temperature, the odometer setting, the fuel, the direction of travel. We've got turn-by-turn navigation. We've got storage of video. We have gesture control. All built into this dash cam. There's nothing like it on the market. We're super excited about it. But, again, it is about vehicle control, diagnostics, and security. Doing that on a remote basis, and this is now letting you see what's happening in your car. The bad guy smashes the window, you're going to get an alert on your phone, you're going to have real-time video of who the bad guy is and know what's going on. So another great security innovation from Directed.
Yeah, welcome to Keys Are So Last Decade. Now we're into tomorrow, and Bob's been promising to show us more about the Viper Smart Key.
Yeah, Dave, one of the trends we're looking at, in addition to car connectivity and the smartphone, is the sharing economy. We're about sharing everything we can. We can share our houses and we can share our cars, and we're going to share a whole bunch of other stuff. And if you believe in rideshare and mobility, we want to make that as easy as possible and as seamless as possible. And one of the big impediments is keys. If I want to share, do I have to meet with everybody I want to share my car with? Do I have to give them the key? Do I have to physically be there? Wouldn't it be easier if I could just grant access to the car and let someone share it, drive away, do what they want with it?
So not even having to spend $500 or $600 at a car dealer to get another copy of your key, you've eliminated that too.
We have, and that's really another one of the big issues is those keys are darn expensive. And, if I've got four or five kids in the family and they're all using it at different places, wouldn't it be just better if I could give them access and we don't have to worry about the darn keys? So we have created that, Dave. It's called Smart Key. We're going to give a little demo here. We've got a saying around Directed. We try to make things very simple. And so we often say, so easy a CEO could do it. This time we're going to say, so easy even a radio anchor can do it.
No. Yes. So I'm going to be able to get into this vehicle that I certainly don't have a key for. In fact, there's not even a keyhole in the door handle, and be able to drive off in this car.
Yeah, and we're going to show you exactly how it works. I've got the Smart Key app on my phone. I'm going to send you a text right now, and you're going to get that, and it's going to give you access to the car. Let's see if it pops up.
And here's a text that I have. Viper, hi, Dave. Welcome to the Viper Smart Key Demo. Directed has shared their 2016 Volkswagen GTI with you.
Don't get any funny ideas.
Don't expect it back. And from this date till this date, reply with fine to lock the vehicle, unlock to enter the vehicle, or lock when leaving the vehicle.
Dave, just text unlock and press send, and we'll see what happens.
I will do that. Now, and mind you, this is assuming I've got no Directed apps or anything on my phone.
Nope.
And I'm just typing unlock and hitting send.
And let's look at what happens with the car.
The car just unlocked. I heard it.
The car just unlocked. And Dave, I'm going to take the mic and I want you to sit in the car and press the button and see what happens.
Press the start button.
Press the start button.
I have just started this car. No key. Just push the button, foot on the brake, and the car had started. And if I didn't love Bob and the team so much, I would just drive off with it right now because I can.
So, Dave, you've gotten the car. You've gotten to where you need to be. You're going out. You're going to do your business. You need to lock it up. What do you think you do?
I'm assuming, since I texted unlock, I'm going to text lock.
so easy a radio anchor can do it. You just text lock and let's see what happens.
All righty, L-O-C-K, send.
Locked.
Voila.
Locked. And now, not only do you have peace of mind, because this was your car, but I have peace of mind that I've taken good care of it.
And again, think of the applications, Dave. I've got, I'm a business owner, and I've got five or six employees that need access to a vehicle. I can text them access. I can give them certain times of the day that they can do it, certain periods. If I have a big family, if I have friends that want to share my vehicle, I can do that all from the phone.
And as it's said to me or told me in the initial text, I can simply text FIND to locate the vehicle.
You
so
can.
If you've sent me access but I'm in a parking lot, then I can find it in the same manner.
It's essentially, you've got all the same functionality you've come to know and love with our remote start and security. It's all built in, and you get access via the phone. Your readers may be asking, listeners I should say, may be asking, well, what happens if I run out of power? You know, then I'm not going to be able to drive my car. It's a little bit of a problem, but we got a solution for that. So there's an RFID access key. And this I can program to any number of cars, and all I've got to do is bring it up here and press it on the window, and the car will unlock. And I've got the same functionality. I can send it and drive away.
So you can carry that in your wallet with your credit cards, just in case.
And I can program it for six different cars, and it'll work on every single one for my family, for my employees, whatever.
Boy, no wonder the hashtag, no more keys, Viper Smart Key, yet another cool directed innovation.
It's an innovative game breaker, and we're going to bring it to market this summer, so stay tuned.
More info, of course, directed.com, viper.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Bob, you are always a delight to chat with. Let's make it more often. We don't have to wait once a year, because you guys are always doing fun stuff.
It's good to see you always, Dave, and you do a great job covering the industry. We're happy to spend the time with you every year.
Well, it's our pleasure. More at intotomorrow.com if you should have missed any of our three-hour show today or these several weeks of CES coverage. We invite you to swing by intotomorrow.com. Meantime, more to come. I'm Dave Graveline here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contract. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Broadcasting our 25th year from the Vegas Consumer Electronics Show, I'm Dave Graveline. This Into Tomorrow special is brought to you in part by
Max Pro Fitness, the full-body portable fitness machine that goes anywhere you do. Check out maxprofitness.com. By Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com. And by the Japan Electronics Show Association, designing tomorrow's society together with the creation of a human-centric community. Visit jesa.or.jp.
And since we've got a quick moment, I want to remind folks that if you hear anything on the show today or any of our CES interviews that you want to know more about, you can call or use the app for more info, or this number,
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And joining us now on the program, a gentleman who has sent us really cool stuff for giveaway to many of you, our listeners and viewers, and we're going to arm twist some more to get some more goodies out of it, but you won't believe some of the cool things they're showing. Vice President of VinPower Digital is Ryan Swerdloff. Ryan, welcome Into Tomorrow. You've got some pretty cool stuff you're showing here at CES.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. What we're trying to show is that we can have all kinds of storage, from optical discs, hard drives, even to now new flash drives directed for your iPhone, iPads. And what it does is it has a lightning connection on one side and then a USB connection on the other side. So it takes all the hassle out of backing up your phone Or if you're traveling, it becomes a traveling media library or a traveling hard drive if you're traveling for work. Let me show you how it works.
By all means. So it is something very easy to deal with, very simple. So he's going to plug this iX Flash into the phone. And tell me what's happening now.
So what it does is it automatically finds the app. We have it open already, but if it doesn't, it'll ask you if you can open it. Or if it's the first time, it'll ask you if it can download the app. And so once you're in the app, if you want a backup, you simply press the backup, and it's a one-button push. That's it. You can back up everything, or you can back up just selected items. It's up to you. At the same time, you can restore it. If you lose your information or you lose your phone, you can restore everything you backed up back onto your phone or a new device. Then from there, one of the great things about this device, which is unique, is you can take video or photos that go directly to the drive. It bypasses all the phone memory. It doesn't matter if you have 20 gigs or 1 megabyte. It will be able to film as long as you have space on this drive.
That's terrific, because you have that option then to say, don't even try to save on my phone because exactly. I keep running out of space. Go right to the iX Flash.
Exactly. And the great thing is you can pause the video while you're filming, which you can't do with an iPhone. You would have separate videos which you'd have to edit together manually. In this case, you can pause it and create almost your own editing bay through the app. On top of that, you have the ability to store multiple files, and you can put anything on there. You can put Word, Excel, Photoshop. You can put movies, music, any type of devices. In fact, this will play things that Apple natively won't play, like FLAC files, which is a lossless audio file. It can open and create zip files, which Apple cannot do on its iPhone. So it does a lot of things. It's almost like your own work hard drive that travels with you in your pocket. On top of that, when you back up your images, it goes into separate folders for different phones. So you don't have to worry about your images getting commingled, say, with your wife or a partner or whatever it may be.
Because you can use the same device on multiple phones.
Exactly. You can use it on any number of devices, and you can share it. Now, this is a great tool. Let's say you want to share the device with somebody so that they can back up, so that they can copy some of their images. But you're afraid they might delete something that you put on there. You can turn it into a read-only device.
At the push of one button, for those listening on the radio, you've got to see the video and how easy this is to work. Meet us at intotomorrow.com for that. But you just tapped a button and it now says read-only. They can't delete anything.
Exactly. You can't delete it. And if someone plugs it in their computer and they have a virus, no viruses will come back to you. So it's multi-pronged support and security. So it's really an all-in-one backup solution, traveling media library, and almost a traveling hard drive for your work.
And this iX Flash version is available how soon?
This is available now. It's available on Amazon, many places online. Come to vinpowerdigital.com and you can find out where you can get it.
And how much is it?
It ranges from as low as $30 up to $180 because it comes in different sizes of 32, 64, 128, 256, and 512 gigabyte.
And peace of mind is what it comes with, and that's awesome. Now, you take it a step further by making life even easier to back up your phone. Let's talk about the new Q.
Absolutely. Most people, in fact, it's been proven that about 80% of people don't back up their phones at all, anywhere. Even on top of that, it's shown that about 70 million people lose their phones a year.
And we're talking about all those precious memories, whether it's just that it's pictures or videos or important information. Exactly. If you're not backing it up, that's crazy.
Exactly. And even if you use the cloud has been proven that it's not infallible. So you want to have more than one solution for your backup. So it's better to have a physical backup as well as the cloud if you're going to use the cloud. So let me show you the iX Flash Cube.
Sure.
The iX Flash Cube is tiny, as you can see. And it's meant to be as simple for anyone to use, whether you're a novice or you're a tech expert like someone that listens to Into Tomorrow.
Oh, I love it. Very good. Basically, again, those listening on the radio, it's about maybe half the size or less than half the size of your normal wall wart that you might plug a USB port in, or the same size pretty much of your Apple charger that comes with your iPhone, right?
Absolutely. It's basically the same size as the one that comes with your iPhone. Yeah. And what you do is you just simply plug it into the same wall plug that you plug in, and then you take your regular charging cable. Now, this is available with Type A USB connection or Type C. And the Type C can do the quick charge. So what you do is you plug it in just like you would normally plug in to the wall. Then you plug it into a socket. Any electrical socket will be fine. And then you plug it into your phone just as you would as you're charging. And now you can see the iX Cube app, the iX Flash Cube app. It's charging the phone at the same time while it's backing up immediately. I had to do nothing. I didn't push a single button. I just plugged it in.
All you did was plug it in as you would anyway to charge your phone, and instantly it says backing up, and it's showing you its progress, in this case 3%, but it's going to back up your phone while charging.
Exactly.
And this is something that will be available how soon?
This is available within 1 to 2 months, so it's January now. We can expect within the first quarter.
And how much?
We're looking at anywhere between $20 to $60.
Unbelievable for that kind of peace of mind and safety and backup. And then now what do you do with the Cube once you've got your data on it? I'm sure that you make it very easy to then get it off there or restore or maybe put it on a desktop or a laptop.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. Because it has a USB connection, either a Type A or a Type C, you can plug it into your computer directly, and it works just like a regular flash drive.
And tell me you're going to take care of us Android-type folk, too, at some point. Are there plans for this as well?
I'm glad you brought that up. There is plans to make the iX Flash Cube available for Android users as well. So it will back up not only your whatever's on the phone, but also if you have an SD card, it'll back up what's on the SD card as well.
Love it. See, that's why you know why when I said that the future of digital storage is here and already available into tomorrow. You see what Ryan and his team are up to when you visit vinpowerdigital.com. And, of course, we'll get you there as well when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Much more from Las Vegas as Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Like every January, Into Tomorrow is in Las Vegas to introduce you to all the cool tech that you will want to own this year. And we are encouraging you, since it's our 25th year on the air, to tell us what you liked or disliked about any technology in the last 25 years. So please let us hear from you. We'll get you on the air right after our CES specials. Might even be next week on the show. 800-899-INTO, or even better, use the audio option on our app. And while you're telling us what you liked or disliked about tech, maybe even you want to throw in a little, hey, congrats on your 25 years. We wouldn't mind that at all. This special, by the way, brought to you in part by
Guru Wireless, changing the way the world is powered. Check out guru.inc. By CE Week 2020 in New York, the epicenter for emerging trends, new innovation, and the networking event of the year. Visit ceweekny.com. And by Tech West Canada, bringing people together to share skills, explore ideas, and build a strong community. Visit techwestcanada.ca.
Our next guest transforms any home into a smart home with some very cool products that we're going to be talking about. He's the co-founder and CEO of a company that you've heard us discussing on the air in this past year, at the very least. It's called Brilliant, and his name is Aaron Amy. Aaron, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure. When we evaluated the first Brilliant switch, and we're going to get more into what it is, how it works, that sort of thing, and new stuff that you're introducing here at CES, we were very impressed, and we talked a lot about it on the air. And then your public relations team sent us a couple for the big summer giveaway. We gave them away. we had more people asking for the, I got to have one of those brilliant switches. Yeah, well, you know, go buy one because they're gone. You know, it's very popular. Tell me a little bit first about the company, and then let's get into what you've got.
We started the company about 5 years ago, and it came about because I was doing a home renovation project. I was putting a bunch of smart tech in my house, and I realized that I hated using it, even though it was good. I mean, it was actually good technology, but it was individual pieces of good technology, and it didn't fit together well.
Yeah, you thought, well, that's nice. I have a dimmer, and that's nice. I can do this or I can do that. It, you know, maybe I've got a photo frame or something. All those things are interesting. But they should do it all together. Right?
Exactly, exactly. And that's why our slogan was All Together Now when we first launched. And we even licensed the Beatles song.
Oh, I love it.
So we set out to build something that goes into the wall and gives you a touch screen and also voice command with a built-in Alexa over everything in your house. So if someone's at the door and rings your Ring doorbell, the video feed will pop up in your wall. So you don't have to have your phone with you. The ringer doesn't have to be on. Anyone who's in your house can see who's there, can unlock the door for them with a touch of on the screen. Just making this whole process really simple and orchestrating things so they all work well together is really key to having a satisfying smart home experience.
And my son Chris was so impressed with the ones that we were evaluating in our studios, he went out and bought one, which is very unusual because covering electronics for 25 years, people send us evaluation units and we'll share them with the staff and tell me if we like this or not, whatever. And he's been loving it. And then he said he was quite surprised with an update for this Ring doorbell thing where the doorbell rang and up pops on the brilliant switch his doorbell camera.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't even have to launch an app or do anything. He just looked over at the brilliant switch and he saw who it was at the door. I love that idea.
Yeah, we do over-the-air updates automatically. So every 2 weeks, you actually have new features and new integrations. Since we launched it just a little over a year ago, we've launched, 15 new integrations.
Wow.
And it's just new capabilities that keep popping up, and it's just automatically available to everyone. So,
and that's not only the integration with Ring, which is a very cool integration, but also with Sonos. Tell me what's happening there where you can do whole home audio even.
Yeah. The Sonos integration is fantastic because what happens most often is Sonos has this fantastic music system and there's only one person in the house who knows how to use it. and so then, dad gets to be the DJ for everyone. And when you put it in the wall and you can see all your favorites and playlists on Pandora, Spotify, whatever you like to listen to, mm-hmm. then everyone has access to it and everyone is using it. So it really becomes something that everybody loves and appreciates. And that's one of the sort of really sad things about smart tech right now is that usually there's one person in the house who loves it and everybody else who tolerates it.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is democratize that, make it possible for everyone to get all of the benefits of all the smart technology and bring it together.
And these smart, brilliant switches simply replace an existing switch. So the one that's on camera right now, if you're watching the video at intotomorrow.com, obviously can handle two switches. If you've got a double switch, perhaps, right, in that environment, you're replacing the existing switch. Very easy to do, by the way, I might add. You don't need to call an electrician. Follow simple instructions. Be safe. Turn off your breakers, right, pull the fuses, whatever you got to do. And they'll dim. So if you've got dimmable LEDs, for example, people are replacing a lot of their lights with LEDs and more modern stuff. You can dim. You can set things for 50%. Maybe the hallway lights have always been too bright because it's either on or off. Well, now you have that kind of control.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And, we figure you've already got holes in your wall and you've already got power running in there. Why not take advantage of that and not make you do new things? And now, what we're announcing at this show is this smart dimmer switch that doesn't have a screen, but it has the same touch groove, the same dimming capability, the same ability to have motion detection, so you have occupancy-based lighting, but it also has the ability to run home automation scenes by just double tapping on it anywhere. So you can just walk into your kitchen and double tap and turns on the kitchen lights and plays whatever music you like to play while you're cooking. Mm-hmm. And this is actually the way that people tend to use home automation as they get more skilled at it. So you're taking the capabilities of the Brilliant Control and extending them all through the house with a really cost-effective smart switch that starts at just $59.
Nice.
And you can have them all through your house. And this is just you know, having that intelligence built into the walls is special.
Oh, for sure. And Aaron, I'm loving how Brilliant is helping so many people get smarter homes. You know, a lot of people have said, well, yeah, I've had some dimmers, or I've had some automatic things to open and close the blinds or the shades. But there's so much more now to have you a smart home, whether it's air quotes or not, that make it very easy. Well, Aaron, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at the Showstoppers After Hours press event in Lost Wages, Nevada. We look forward to more stuff coming available from Brilliant into tomorrow. I'm sure you're going to keep up doing some really cool stuff for our smart homes to be even smarter.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We're back with more. Of course, brilliant.tech for information. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Much more from our 25th year on the air at CES as Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Into Tomorrow does continue, and we're back with more next hour from CES. We've got a ton of stuff you've not heard, you've not yet seen. Yes, seen on the radio, because we have video of all of the radio interviews so that you can see the various products and the people we're talking to and all the cool new stuff. You want to visit intotomorrow.com to check out all of those videos. Trust me, there's a lot of very cool, fun things that you don't want to miss. So intotomorrow.com is where we can meet, and we're happily able to show you that. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of our Into Tomorrow special from CES brought to you by Directed, bringing you Viper, the world's best-selling vehicle security and remote start brand. Check out Viper.com. And by IFA 2020, bringing you the industry's brightest minds together in Berlin for 6 days of co-innovation in September. Check out ifa-berlin.com.
And, of course, one of the things that we discovered as we wandered the show floor this year especially is CES actually stands for the Chinese Electronics Show. There had to have been more Chinese companies of all sorts displaying everywhere at the Sands, at the Las Vegas Convention Center, just all over the place than any other country.
Probably combined.
Yeah, exactly. More so even than the U.S. And that's really interesting, I guess. I think it's sad, but it's interesting.
I know. It's the first time we've had to go at CES up to people that we want to interview and say, is there someone that speaks English that we can talk to?
That's true. It kind of reminds me of when I'm in China doing various trade shows there where you don't expect people to be able to speak very good English. And several do, fortunately, so we can end up with some good interviews. But this was one of those things, certainly for the books, and I'm guessing it's going to be that way from now on. But CES, Chinese electronic show. We also found some weird things, some unusual stuff at the weird show.
Yeah, I mean, the first one, Erasmo and his wife might be able to use being Italian.
Oh.
It's the EVA Mini. This is a $65 Keurig-type device. It's designed to heat small frozen pods of olive oil and dispense them into shot glass-sized cups that are perfect for dipping.
Well, there you go. So you like to dip your bread in olive oil. I like to do that, too. Yeah. I'm not even Italian. But that's it's a pack of 10 olive oil pucks, they call them, for $33.
Yeah. So, you know, for those of us that can't just take a little olive oil, pour it into a cup, and stick it in the microwave for 10 seconds or something.
No, of course, because you got to have this Keurig-type K-cup device to be able to do it. Just some of the weird things, like Charmin's robot, probably got more press than any other piece of weird tech at CES. Unfortunately, it's not an actual product, but it did do its job of getting us to talk about it. All the way into tomorrow.com. We'll be right back.